We've now walked along the stone track. We've left the river behind, and we're pretty much parallel now to Old Spittle Farmhouse to our left. We're still on the flat ground, but now as you look along the track and to your left, you'll find that there are hills rising in front of you. Not the bedrock hills of Baden Loyn, but these are grass-covered mounds and heaps of material. We can't see what that material is yet, but it's these landforms that were left behind by the glaciers. And now we've come along the path, and I'm standing next to a row of telegraph poles, both on the flat ground and on the rising ground in front of us. And there are a few sheep scrapes, little hollows where sheep hunker down in the cold. And for the first time, we can see what these mounded hills are made of. And of course, they're made of gravel, mostly rounded, and they could have been brought down by a river. But amongst the rounded boulders, there are some quite angular boulders that haven't been eroded, so they can't have been transported by the river. They've been transported by something else, and just to give the game away, that something else was ice. So now we can climb up on top of these mounds. You'll see a wide, short valley to your left, and we'll move on up. It's quite a gentle slope.